Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanda.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. If people are looking for some ideas to go in 2025, or places to go in 2025, Frommer's, the famous Frommer's people with all those books, have a list of the best places to go to in 2025. I don't think we'll get to all of them, but let's run down a few that caught your eye.
Right. So one of them is Bolivia. And in 2025, it's their bicentennial, and it's commemorating the country's hard-won freedom from Spain. So they're going to have monthly celebrations, and it's actually already started. And you can expect parades, live music, dancing, carnival, fireworks, and so much more. So you can acknowledge the history of it, but also take in the considerable natural beauty of the country as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that would be a great place to go. And I think people are kind of looking to your point of South America becoming an up-and-coming destination is the cost. And I think people can save a lot of money. But once you get there, I mean, the cost to get there is probably the biggest chunk of it. But, you know, just the everyday costs are relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, and I can speak to that. You know, we were in various countries in South America earlier this year, and it is a good value for your dollar, especially when your dollar isn't always perky.
Good way to put it. Well, one place that I looked on the list and is Nashville, Tennessee. I'm a big country music fan. I have not been to Nashville yet. I say yet because I will one day, and I think that would be just for the music and the culture, the history, all of it. But to our point of cost effectiveness, it's probably not there. It's probably a little more expensive than going to Bolivia.
Yes, it is. But, you know, it's a place that has, it doesn't really have any downtime. So you can always find something to do there. And also in 2025, Grand Ole Opry turns 100. So that's going to be honoring a lot of their country music artists that are there. It's actually the longest continuously running radio show. And it's going to have like 230 shows throughout the year. So try and go there, but also go to the opera at the Rhineman. It's a historic auditorium, and it offers more variety show than a concert. So lots to do. If you're a country music fan, you'll totally enjoy it. If you are a sports fan, you'll enjoy it.
I forgot about the sports stuff. Yeah, there's lots of sports going on there too. So a fun place. Anything else that you saw that caught your eye?
You know, I'm quite interested in Madagascar. Not the easiest place to go to, but, you know, talk to your travel advisor because there's some Emirates flights from Dubai that is making it more accessible. But for Madagascar, for me, it was basically, you know, just when you see a picture of it, you see these big baobab tree species that are tall, and it you can see them in lots of Instagram posts. Lots of interest in plants and the animals here that can be found nowhere else in the world. And it's on the southeast coast of Africa. So it's actually quite a bucket list for wildlife enthusiasts. So something different to go to. Maybe you're already going to Africa. So add this on.
Yeah, why not? It's one of those exotic places, and maybe for some people, a bucket list kind of a trip, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to add, we seem to be having a theme here. You like the exotic trips around the world, and I'm sticking to the United States.
So, that's okay.
And especially with our Canadian dollar, it's probably not a good thing. But anyway, Universal Epic Universe. My son has been talking about this. He wants to see it. It opens up at Universal Orlando Resort in May. And if you've been to any of the Universal resorts, you kind of get an idea. But it's all kinds of fun things to do, and it's a multi billion with a B dollar investment by its parent corporation, Comcast. So this looks like it would be so much fun. There's one land dedicated to classic horror icons, which I think would be a lot of fun, is Frankenstein and the werewolf and fun things like that. So
yeah, it sounds very, very intriguing. And with all that money put into it, I think this theme park is going to have the guests in mind. And so consider it for your next year, because I'm, you know, just looking at what they offer. So you talked about the one land with the classic horrors. So then there's another one that, you know, it includes like Wizarding World of Harry Potter attraction. So I'm thinking that's going to be pretty big. Mm-hmm. And then also Super Nintendo World. So lots to do with your kids. And also being a kid at heart for adults, I don't think you'll be bored going here. You just have to maybe budget a little bit extra because it is going to be based on the U.S. currency.
It is. Always lots of fun at Universal, either Orlando or the one in California. They have all kinds of fun things going on. Okay, one more from you. Which spot would you like to look at it for 2025?
So I always like, as you notice, I like Europe. So Slovenia, and sometimes smaller is better. So it's actually the size roughly of Massachusetts. So you can crisscross across through Eastern Europe pretty easy. And in Slovenia, you're going to be able to enjoy like alpine towns or like mountain passes, and then enjoy maybe some wine making that they have here. Also, history is really big here. You can check out some castles and churches, go to the coastal resorts that are still kind of reminding people of perhaps Venice back in the day. So it's got the sights and the tastes of all the different countries that border Slovenia, like Italy, Austria, Croatia, and Hungary, but with fewer crowds. So maybe something of interest.
Mm-hmm. Well, anytime you go to Europe, there'll be something of interest. And I think the great thing about Europe, you can travel to three or four different countries in one day.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've got good train system. And it's just a really neat opportunity to look at history, enjoy food. So if you're a foodie, yeah, lots to see here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's other places too. Again, sticking with my U.S. theme, they added Tucson, Arizona, which it turns 250 years with the Southwestern flair and all kinds of culinary events. So anytime there's an anniversary that a destination is celebrating, that would be a good time to go see it.
Yeah, and there's lots in 2025. And Farmers is such a good resource when you're looking for inspiration as far as, you know, where to go when you're there, you know, maybe the hotels, maybe what to eat, maybe the attractions. It's a great source that I've used as a personal traveler, as well as in my role as a travel advisor as well. It's a good source of information, and they're always up to date.
Mm-hmm. Well, people can check out the list. It's on the Fromers West website, fromers.com, the 2025 best places to visit list. And always great to chat. Onanta. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures. And if you want to book any of these destinations, by the way, she can help you out.
Absolutely.
Facebook, Instagram, X, at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Great to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you.